The Funny Man, a novel by John Warner, narrated by Mauro Hantman. Part 1. The Rise. The Fall. Chapter 1. The courtroom is not a space conducive to comedy. For one thing, the ceiling is too high, too much space for jokes to float up and fade. And then there's the layout, the way the various people, judge, defendant, prosecutor, jury, are isolated in their individual areas is not good for generating laughs. Laughter is like a virus, more easily spread when people are in proximity to each other, and the only person anywhere near me is Barry, my lawyer. Not that I'm in the mood to try out any new material, even if Barry hadn't hinted that levity is a bad idea when you're charged with manslaughter by saying, "The only one who gets to be funny in here is the judge. And if the judge is funny, I'm allowed to laugh, but you aren't. You are going to be as serious as ass cancer." The viewing area is empty, the judge's decision to prevent a spectacle. I didn't object, and neither did Barry, which is odd because he seems to enjoy an audience almost as much as I used to. Because I am famous, the demand to see the trial has been high. Depending on the news outlet, this is either the trial of the year or the decade. I am a top story every night. There are at least 10 websites dedicated entirely to the trial's goings-on, reporting the tiniest of minutiae. There are daily tweets on what the jury orders out for lunch. A large crowd, hoping for a glimpse of something interesting, gathers in a roped-in designated free speech area out in front of the courthouse every day. On the cable news crawl, you will find my name scrolling by every 5 minutes.